It's Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. We take a walk through industry and market data, and Enable's SEC filing talks market size. This is the Business of Tech. It's time for a market data mashup. Starting with TechAisle with their 2021 priorities list. In the SMB, the top business issue is increasing business growth. Top IT priority is the cloud, and top IT challenge is maintaining current infrastructure. Over in the mid-market, it's increasing profitability for business, cloud on the priority front, and managing data growth for the biggest IT challenge. Collaboration is a higher priority for smaller companies, although it's simply competing with hybrid workplace, and in both markets, alternating either the second or third places. Kaseya also has their 2021 MSP benchmark, where customer acquisition tops the challenges list. Customers, however, are ranking remote workers as the top problem, with security right behind it. Altaro Software looked at the shift in platforms. 87% of MSPs polled saw more Office 365 business last year, and a 55% increase in implementation business. Things aren't smooth sailing for all businesses, however. Half of all women-owned businesses and nearly 6 in 10 small businesses owned by people of color, at 59%, are highly concerned about keeping their firms solvent through the end of the second quarter, a new survey from Alignable shows. 45% of all small businesses are highly concerned. 41% of these companies have a month or less of cash reserves left, 49% couldn't pay March rent in full, and 74% of owners are struggling to receive PPP funds. Women and people of color are reporting more instances of harassment as well, such as hostility, exclusion, or requests for dates or sex in this new era of remote work, according to a new survey from Project Include, a group headed by Silicon Valley's Ellen Pao. And as for that security problem, Canalys is reporting that more data was compromised in the last 12 months than in the past 15 years combined. Edelman's annual Trust Barometer survey showed that favorable views of the tech sector have dropped 6 points overall. It's still far better than other sectors, but falling. And in the U.S., it dropped 9 points to an all-time low of 57, right into the middle with healthcare, retail, and manufacturing, but better than social media. They're at 46. Now, why do we care? Let me tell it in story form. Looking at data from the tech industry, there's optimism and opportunity in every data point. When asking customers how they feel, they're nervous, worried, having security issues, and they don't trust the technology sector. So much for the trusted advisor. The industry as a whole is taking a beating, and the market condition and sentiment has changed. Building the same amount of trust is harder and more costly than it's been before. That's just a fact. That's not to say these industry data points are useless. Just put them in the larger context. I get asked about the MSP market size a lot. With SolarWinds MSP spinning off from the corporate parent as Enable, their filing with the SEC has given some perspectives. Roughly 1,473 MSPs generated at least $50,000 in annual recurring revenue on Enable's software platform in 2020, up 34% from 1,117 in 2019. Those are spending at least $4,100 a month. The company claims more than 25,000 MSPs are customers. The company believes that the market for RMM, security, and data protection will be $43.9 billion by 2025, which is up from $23.3 in 2020. This is from a Frost & Sullivan report they commissioned, and it's a compound annual growth rate of 13.5%. From that filing, the company did incur a decline in new subscription sales and expansion rates due to the blowback from the SolarWinds Orion hack, expecting to incur significant costs and expenses related to the hack. Oh, and of note, the company listed Datto and Kaseya, as well as Auvic, Mimecast, and Veeam as competitors, but not ConnectWise, who is also backed by their private equity firm, Thoma Bravo. And if you're wondering what a CEO of a company like this makes, theirs made $6.7 million in 2020. Now, why do we care? There's constant discussion about how large the market is. I found it notable that the survey focuses on spend and not on the raw numbers of providers. When I measure the market, I'm often asked about the number of providers. Tracking enables net new MSPs, where that were about $4,000 added or so in the past 4 years, tracing back to the creation of SolarWinds MSP. The surge in spending isn't surprising. Besides being obvious, IT spend always goes up, and usually at about this rate. Now, why no ConnectWise as a competitor? The obvious answer is the shared backer. They're clearly a competitor, duh. The blowback is also to be expected. The question that matters is how long it lasts. I predict, not too long. The market hasn't been historically harsh on these security incidents. Memory is not that long. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I'm off to record a bonus episode interview, which should come out this weekend. Talk to you again tomorrow.